This is G4 MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the interest of placing an amateur radio, this stands to call down to 9-4 NYC computers. Also, the echo link net 545072 MC. About 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276, 30 meters in elevation, 30 meters on and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on the frequency you're invited to check in. Is there any form of emergency traffic announcements or bulletins for that? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. We will now begin the roll call. Want to remind everyone this is a direct in. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign phonetically. As always, appreciate your name, location, and senior attention around the net for the right to you portion. So we start with our check-ins. Let's start with the pre-check-in function. Starting with W4FCM for NTR, his wife Isla, N4IEI. K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, K4OSH, Pat Malden, KO4ZEW, Ben Sensaville, QLG, that's Chris in Liberty, KA3JCA, Richard Sensaville, his wife Sally, KA4JCH, their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL. They're all in Sensaville. KW4CS Jim in Pelzer, N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. Let's let the repeater drop a second. CI Indian Table Rock, W2AMD, Andrew in Sensaville. KG4WMP, Landon in Bowen Springs. KN4MDA John Lyman, KO4RUR Chris Greenville, W4IOE Sid Fletcher, and then we have K4ROW Richard Greenville, KA2AXQ, that's Ken and Pinkins, KC4W Bill and Anderson, KA5WLL Greenway and Taylors. Appreciate everybody using the pre check-in function of the repeater. Link stations, so echo link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown, Summit, no comment, no traffic, mark me in and out, Matt.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Zulu, Yankee, X-ray. KO4ZYX. So Daniel and Woodruff, I'll be negative and negative.
For MC, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome KN4RJN. That's John Brown Summit. Appreciate stopping by, John. Hope you're doing well. And then we got KO4ZY X-ray. That's Daniel Woodruff. Appreciate stopping by, Daniel. Additional echo link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. It is echo link stations. If you don't have transmitting capability, just send me a text message. We'd love to get you checked in. All right, we'll go to the RF portion tonight. Being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. This is Tom, M0TR. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, and thanks for calling the net. And to all on the net, 73, this is N0TR, and I'll be negative and negative.
4MC, November 4, Quebec, November, Victor. Send 4QNV, Brian in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
T8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar, November. Head in Brevard, no traffic, no comment, I'm monitoring.
N0TR, that's Tom and Greer. Hope you're doing well, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello, and we said hello. Then we got N4QNV, that's Brian and Greer. Appreciate stopping by, Brian. Got WD8RON, that's Ed Mavard. Appreciate stopping by, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Thank you. the next alphabetical group, which will be Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Control. Kilo, Echo, Zero, Uniform, Uniform, X-ray. This is Joe up here on Mount Pisgah this evening. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everybody on the net.
4MC. And everyone on the net, please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane in Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table.
See, the Blue Ridge 2 internet would like to welcome KE0UU X-ray. I'm afraid I didn't get your name, but you were saying you were in Mount Tuska. If you could come back, please.
Good evening there, Matt. This is Joe, Kilo Echo Zero, Uniform, Uniform X-ray. Hope you're doing well this evening. 73 to you. I'll be clear.
You're doing well. Then we got N4, is that okay? Mr. Shane and Pickens, appreciate you stopping by. Shane, hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge 2 internet, we've got a couple Echo Link stations up, so let's give them a chance. Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in November 1, Juliet Bravo Alpha. That's N1JBA. My name is James, and I'm just here for a short time. 73 to everybody. Thank you.
And welcome, N1JBA. That's James. Appreciate stopping by, James. And can I get your location, please, sir?
I am in Belzer, South Carolina.
Carolina. Appreciate you, James. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
4MC. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net tonight, Matt.
Call. 10 Kilo, Charlie 2, Delta, Quebec, Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4MC, NK1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
Hey, the Blue Ridge 2 internet would like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick, and his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Michelle and Lorena we said hello. Hope you are doing well in Piedmont. We got W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Appreciate stopping by, Dave. We got KC2DQV, that's Bob in Gray Court. KM4BLH, that's Kurt Greenville. K1CJW, that's Roland N. Pickens. Appreciate everybody stopping by. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Now, the next alphabetical group, which will be Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative, negative tonight. Thanks.
4MC. Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick and Penrose, and I'll be in and out tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling the net.
internet wide. Welcome, KC4EZN. That's Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. And then we have KO4HK X-ray. That's Patrick in Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Additional stations echo through hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2 meter net, looks like we have another Echo Link station, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
And the control, this is K4AJJ.
The Blue Ridge 2 meter net, that Echo Link station, your audio was a little weak. try it again, please, sir.
Neck and all, this is K4AJJ. Kilo 4 Alpha, Juliet. Check again from Greenwood Lake, New York. I'm from Elgin, South Carolina, Richmond County.
A2SST in North Carolina.
Hey, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, welcome. K4AJJ, that's New York. Appreciate you stopping by, John. Hope you're doing well. And that other station, go ahead.
SST, Ronnie in Hendersonville.
A2SST, that's Ronnie in Hendersonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Ronnie. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll fly down the next alphabetical group, which will be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or net control.
3MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxpeda, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
G4LSL, Kilowatt Golf 4, Lima, Sierra Lima, Jimmy in Anderson, South Carolina, be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD, this is Jim in Buffalo, South Carolina. No traffic, no comments tonight, 73.
Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. The name is Mark. I'm in Belton, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. Over.
G4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, life welcome to KK4JFO. That's James up there in that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Hope you and the family are doing well. So we got KJ4LSL. That's Jimmy and Anderson. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we got K3JTD. That's Jim in Buffalo, South Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, Jim. Then we got AF4LV, Mark in Belton. Appreciate you stopping by, Mark. Then we got Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or net control.
My call sign off by one letter. It's Kilo Golf 4, Lima Sierra Lima, KG4LSL.
Appreciate the correction. We got KG4LSL. Appreciate you stopping by. And sorry about that. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2 meter net will slide down the next alphabetical group, which was the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. The Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or net control.
Good evening, Matt, and everybody on the net. Please check in. N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Julian, India, Mike. Location here in Greenville, South Carolina. Check me in now, Matt, and good evening to everybody on the net.
you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or net control.
Complete double, Matt. This is KO4NUE. Matt, you had a double with two other stations there. So let me go ahead and get our check-ins out of the way. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. And Matt, when you get a minute, I need to know if KO4QLG has checked in tonight.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad in Campobello. He brings on his wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP. Chad, please tell Anna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And what was the station that you were needing to do a short time with?
KO4QLG.
That station has checked in with me, Chad, but if they come around, we'll let you go direct, sir. Appreciate it again. I hope you and Miss Ann are doing well. All right, so G4MC, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We're in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Ready? Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NUE. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. Please also check in by telephone relay. Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4MRA. His name is also Fred. He's in StarTech tonight. We will be negative and negative tonight. Matt's going to be you and all in the net.
Yeah, I mean, not. You had a double come back in there when you tried to recognize some stations. This is N4, NLR, November 4, nothing on radio. When should you got me or not, Matt, because of the double coming on.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome N4NLR, John Greenville. Appreciate you talking about, John. And then we got KO4NNH, that's Fred in Piedmont. Appreciate you talking about, Fred. Hope you're doing well. And he also brings along Fred in StarTech, KI4MRA. Appreciate you talking by and tell Fred we said hello. All right, it's WG4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We have been through that alphabet once already, so now it's opened up to that meeting group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Matt in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Matt. All on the net.
With the Blue Ridge Team Internet, my welcome, KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary. And he brings on his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge Team Internet, now securing the forum portion of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the ratchet portion, but we don't have anybody signed up. So we'll go for another round of check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody like to do some ratchet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be in and out.
And KO4 RXB, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Check.
Was that a P versus an R, I take it?
Yes, it's a Papa X-Ray Bravo.
And okay, looks like I need to do a little bit better on my writing. Sorry about that. KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. Appreciate the correction. Sorry about that. Again, hope you're doing well. Right, WG4C, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Final call for check-in to Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. That long pause usually means we have everybody this evening, so stand by just a moment. I'll send the net report. The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to thank everyone for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur. 73, good night and good luck. WG4MC.
OS, KO4, NUE.
NUE, KI4DOS. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Gary, what's going on, bud? Listen, got a question for you. Looks like my tomato plants are acting up a little bit, and I wonder if you can give me a little bit of knowledge.
What little brain I got may not help you, but we'll try it.
I got 9 plants. 7 out of the 9 have got one main branch, I guess about 6 inches off the bottom, that's turning yellow and dying. I don't know whether I need to try to cut those off or what's going on.
Rest of the plants look healthy, Chad.
Healthy, but the 7 of them have got that, one branch that runs, you know, it's not the main branch, but it's pretty close to it. 7 of them's got that. I mean, they're pretty much dying, that particular branch, not the whole plant.
I was asking, the ones that have the yellow branch on them, the rest of the plant seems to be doing good other than that one branch, right?
Yeah, roger that.
I would try cutting it off. You don't want it to affect the rest of the plant. I'm trying to think. I read somewhere that when you have a branch, a main branch like that, that goes off like at a 45 degree angle, or I don't remember if that was an angle or not. It might have been a little. They said to cut it off because it would do that. Now, whether that's what's wrong with your plants or not, I don't really have any idea.
Well, I just I need it fixed. I don't exactly know what to do, but I don't want to lose my tomato plants. I done put up two quarts, I think, of them already, and just now starting to get them in. And I don't want to lose, you know, there's something I can do now, then that's what I'll do. I'll go out there and cut that off tomorrow and see what's going on.
Go ahead, comment. This is W4WOZ. Chad, my question, is there any fruit on the spine? Is it just leaves, or is there actually tomatoes on it?
Loaded. I mean, absolutely loaded. And the odd thing about it, I've got 7 Cherokees and 2 Better Boys, and it's the Cherokees that are having the problem. It's that old purplish-looking tomato, you know, not quite purple, but got a purple haze to it.
Just look like you got any spots or anything like that?
Bottom fruit that is touching the ground, yes. But if it's off the ground, no. One other thing that I think may be a possibility is just the amount of water we've had. I don't know if that's got anything to do with it or not. I haven't noticed anything on them. Until, you know, we've got this last big rush of water.
Okay. Well, sounds like you're on top of it. If it still had tomatoes on it, I'd let it run its course just to see if they'd make or not. If they don't, you haven't lost anything. And I've never really seen that, so it's not happening to me. At this time, mine are working pretty good. But the boy, they have got the most deformed tomatoes I've ever had in my life.
Go ahead, comment.
LSL, you said it's only on the stems or limbs closest to the ground?
The tomatoes are in baskets, and no joke, they are about 6 feet high. We've got a lot of goats, and I've, you know, thrown the goat manure to them, and they are just, they have been so healthy that the plants look blue-green, you know, just really healthy. And then that last bit of rain we had, you know, seven of them starting to act up a little bit. So you got the main branch that comes out of the bottom from the root ball, and then it forks up into two. And if you'll, you know, come up, it's just one, not a vine, but one branch coming off of one of the secondaries.
If it's near the ground, it could be potentially a nitrogen burn. It could be something is going after that goat manure and has decided to dig down into the ground or into the soil and start going after roots. It could be with the rain. If there is any nitrogen on the ground and it unlocks with the rain, and then you get, you know, blasting sunlight like would happen in an afternoon thunder shower, that could cause a little bit of a nitrogen burn as well. I would maybe leave it a couple of days, see if it starts to straighten back out. It could be burned past the point of it rejuvenating itself. And if that's the case, then you would, you know, cut it off. That way the plant's not trying to heal that one and wasting a lot of nutrients and energy.
I think I might strike in the middle there somewhere. I think I might take three of them and cut the limbs off and take four of them and leave the limbs on and just do a little experiment there. But I hate to lose them. I'm just half starting to get things put up, and they've just been so healthy up to this point. But I, you know, just wondered if anybody, you know, anybody knew anything more than I did, because Lord have mercy, I don't know much about tomatoes, but I'm trying.
Comment.
Hey, comment.
Yeah, check me in, too. This is Robert, KD4SRR, a little tardy tonight. As far as your mater problem, some people may scoff at me, but spray your plant with neem oil, N-E-E-M, from the neem tree. This is pure natural. It'll get rid of fungi. It'll get rid of a lot of bugs. It'll actually give a little nutrition to the plant, too. You can find it at different places. And like I said, it's N-E-E-M, neem oil. It wouldn't hurt.
I'll give it a shot. I've got to do something. Everything else is unaffected. You know, the cucumbers, I just got baskets around them a week and a half ago to keep the deer off of them. So they've recovered. Peppers are just, you know, I got more peppers than I know what to do with. But I've worked too hard on these tomatoes. I can't lose them. That's my tomatoes for the year.
I have totally forgotten about neem oil. Yes, use the neem oil before you cut anything off. That stuff is phenomenal.
Amazon, too, usually a day or two ship. You're going to laugh, but get Happy Horse Brand neem oil. comes in a good sized bottle, and it's a little stinky, but not too bad. And it'll tell you how to cut it. Another thing you might want to look out for is nematodes, no relationship to neem oil. And also you can use neem oil on horses and dogs. And it's perfectly safe.
Answer, Gary. AOS. Well, to go back to the original problem, the plant is in a hole, is in good shape. It just has one branch that is turning yellow. I don't think anything's gotten to the roots of it. I don't really think it's a nitrogen burn, because if it was a nitrogen burn, there would be more affected in the plant. At least that's what I have run across in the past. Also, he has two better boys, I think he said, but the rest of them are Cherokees, which are heritage tomatoes. So that puts a little different thing, you know, perspective on things as well. They're not hybrids, so anyway, I nipped those off myself. That's what I would do here at the house. But let him take in all this knowledge from everybody else, and the neem oil's good, but he doesn't have any bugs or blossom end rot or anything like that on them. The plants are very healthy. Other than that, that one yellow branch after the hard rain. So anyway, Chad, that's my 2 cents worth. Let you pick it up.
Appreciate everybody's input. I'll try it all. See kind of what happens. But Gary, on the other side, just gonna let you know, have been able to migrate through just over halfway in the machine shop today, and no wedding band as of yet. So she's in here laughing at me. So I guess I'll just I don't know. I got a piece of titanium down there. I guess I'll just machine me one out of titanium, I guess. I don't know what else to do, but I need to find my wedding band.
Got your wedding band? Go and have it sized, and then let them cut it down a little bit so you can't take it off again. Of course, I'm kidding about that.
Problem, I can't wear them around the machines. I just, I got to be able to, I got to take it off, and I suspect that's probably what's happened is, I bought the new machine, and I put a stub on all the other machines, so when I take my ring off, I can hang it on the stub, but I didn't want to drill any holes in my new machine, and it seems like that's the last time I remember seeing it. I had it up on the gearbox, and I don't know, maybe it vibrated off down in the chip pan. But I've looked through, you can't really look through 55 gallons of chips either. That stuff's all stringy mess and chips and everything else. So that's probably going to be the most expensive, the 55-gallon drum of chips that go to the scrapyard, because I'm convinced my ring's in it, but they ain't no way of finding it.
Miss Anna, I'm going to come over there and get you and take you to the tattoo parlor and have you one permanently tattooed on. Then you can't take it off. You won't have to worry about it, and it won't come off, and it won't get caught in the machines.
Good idea, actually. That's a real good idea. I might consider it.
I'll let some of these other fellas come in here, and I hate that you still haven't found your wedding band, but if you need any help going through that stuff, give me a holler. I'll get on my big old thick gloves that I went and got. We'll dig through it and see what we can find. I may have to get me some kind of helmet or something with a face guard on it, with all them strings of metal, the way it comes off of the material sometimes. but I'll try to help you find it if you want me to.
I don't know. I'll hang on to that drum for a while, and I'll set it out back and maybe look through it. I don't know, but I hate to do that. But it is what it is, I guess. And I would have known better. I should have put the stub on the thing when I got it, not talked myself out of it. But at any rate, I'm pretty much halfway through the shop, and got all the chips machines, and the horizontal, it was a nightmare. It's full of cast iron. I was machining a gear for something a couple months ago, never really cleaned up after that. And cast iron, it just gets everywhere, and skin's all stained black from, cast iron reacts with your skin real bad. But anyway, I'm getting there, so maybe middle of next week I'll give you a holler on the Packard.
Forward to it. KI4DOS.
TV. All right, well, I guess I'll let you go, and Robert and Rod and I think it was SST, I can't remember your name, sir, sorry about that. I'll let you get on, I guess, but, I guess that's about it here, I guess.
Make you a shaking pan like an archaeologist and go through the top, because I don't think that ring would have fell all the way down to the middle. It's got to be near the top if it's in that barrel. And you could do a little shimmy, shimmy, shake over to the side and probably find that thing.
Up KO4NUE. I'm trying to figure out how to answer that. So, I don't segregate metal unless it is, precious. If it's beryllium or titanium or brass, I'll put a chip tray underneath, on top of the wave, underneath the part. But if it's any kind of steel or alloy or whatever, it just goes straight in the chip pan. So with that, depending on what the alloy is, it either comes off in strings, some of it's a continuous string, which is, just imagine 2 55-gallon drums in a chip tray full of chips and strings and half strings and steel wool and all of that mixed together. It's like a needle in a haystack. And so to answer your question, no, Robert, there's no way to shifty shift. If I could, if it was one consistent chip, that would be, I could do that, but I just can't. There's no way.
Is the can anyone know if the next one I'm proper is KA4PQA?
KA4PQA, KO4NUE. Stephen, net's over. The net's over. Just want to let you know.
Affirmative, Chad. Do you know what time it concluded? I would have been over here sooner, Chad. But I was over on Greenwood. Calling our Thursday night tuning in it, and I hadn't been long got done with that, and that's the reason why I'm just not getting over here, Chad.
No biggie. It kind of ran short tonight, but we're just sitting around here talking about tomato plants and shop stuff. Nothing really important. I got to make a call to Ed here in a minute and see if he's on frequency, but. Nice hearing from you, Stephen, and, the, like I said, net is over.
Let me check. I appreciate the information, and be sure and tell me if they're out there. Hello.
That's Stephen. Anna said hello back. So, have a good night, sir. All right, well, listen, I'm on, let me see if I can get in touch with Mr. Ed real quick. WD8RON, KO4NUE.
K8RON. Things are going pretty well. How about you?
I just want to let you know your Yagi is, should be with Patrick. So, just going to let you know a couple of things you need to know when you get it. Let me find out. Do you have it or not?
I haven't heard from him. I'll need either an email or a phone number.
He's good on QRs, Ed. You can check him out there, Ed. Just gonna let you know on the driven elements. You're gonna see some stubs on the driven element. It was tuned to 146.610. I know that's not the input, but with the Yagis, if I put the analyzer on it on 010, it messes with the repeater. So to keep from, you know, messing up anybody's conversation during the day, it's tuned 600 off. Which is not, if y'all gonna make a hill of beans. But the stubs are movable. They're crept in place. They are movable. If you want to move them, I don't think that you would need to move them. And when I tuned it yesterday, it was 1.6 to 1, and that was about 7 foot off the ground. So, it's probably going to get a little better if you can get it up higher. You will have to seal, when you see it, you'll know what I mean. You will have to seal the lugs with your black goop on it. I didn't have any to seal it, but you'll have to do that.
So that should not be a problem. What kind of mask will I need to use?
A 3/4 inch boom. Made out of 3/4 inch copper, and the reflector and the director are all copper as well. They're soldered in place except for the driven element, and I'm not sure. You have to maybe, however you've got the PVC, I guess. Well, I don't know, Ed. Just have to figure it out, I guess. I'm not sure what to tell you to do there.
Look at it and figure out what to do. I'm going to replace it on top of the inch and a half PVC mask that I have the existing one on. What about length of the coax? Is that going to be a problem?
Here's the issue I've got with the Yagi that you built. So when I came up and helped you with it, we put it on the tuner. And when I checked SWR on it, on the porch, SWR was about, if I remember right, it was about 2.1 to 1, which is not bad. It's not good either, but You made a reference the other night that it had moved up to over 4. So, that begs the question. Has something changed on the antenna? Because we did not, I checked the Yagi with a 6-foot stub. Not your coax. So, has something changed with the antenna, or has that 50-foot run of coax that you got, is that the issue? Because I did not check it.
Well, the antenna, I was talking to somebody about it. He said because the coax is coming down the mast in parallel with the elements because it's vertical orientation that the coax may actually become part of the antenna. He said it should actually go perpendicular to the elements, and of course I can't do that the way it's set up.
I'm not an antenna guy yet. I'm just doing the best I can do, but I don't think that's got anything to do with it. That coax is shielded. You know, that probably people out there disagree with me. But I don't think that's the issue. I do think, now that I think about it, I don't mean any disrespect here, but the antenna has never really sounded good. So that's either, you know, your location, or that's something changed with the antenna, or it's the coax that you got. Is that RG-58?
If it's not, yeah, it's got to be RG-58 because it's small.
Okay. All right. Well, my point in this whole was that ever since you put the antenna up, it really hasn't sounded well. There have been a couple of nights where it sounded good. So that's got me thinking that if you check the SWR on the radio with that RG-58 in, and it did look a little beat up too. Seems like I remember seeing a gash or a cut or something in it. Is it still coiled up on the ground, Ed, or is it looped up in the house?
The ground, I've got the coil that you made next to the entry box, and I took it and laid out the rest of it so it's one big loop, if you will, rather than coiled.
A quick way of doing this. So I know by my tuner what the SWR was when it left here. So when you get it, hook it up to your coax, and then, you know, move, you know, do a test call, put your throw your call sign out there, and look at your SWR on the radio. If SWR on the radio says, you know, over 4, I know what the antenna was sent to you at. That's, you know, leaning toward the coax. It could be something else, but I would start with that RG-58 at 50 feet. Yeah, you're challenged as it is, so you need all you can get.
I've got a 100-foot stick of RG-8X here that's already got ends made up. I mean, I can bring it, and we can see if we can get that to work on it and eliminate the RG-58, whether it is or is not the problem. I've also got an antenna analyzer here.
I've had the analyzer on it, and I don't know, we probably should have looked around, Ed, to see if you had any other coax laying around. But I'm just curious, do you have any other coax laying around, Ed?
It's on the floor here. Let me go over and see just what it is. What's the location? I missed the first part of call sign, LSSL. What's your location?
Anderson, Centerville.
Step over and get this. Yeah, Anderson's a ways off. I just picked this stuff up. Let me find out what it is here. I'm not sure how long it is. I've got one let's see. This is old. It's a Amenthal 10-8. That gives you an idea how old it is.
24NUE. Ed, is that on the PO259 or is it on the cable?
Cable. I need to look on this other one to find it. It's got to be on a cable somewhere, so I'm gonna give me a minute.
KN4CHY.
KO4NUE and WD8RON. How you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, pretty good, Chad. How about you? Has the net been closed down?
That it went down at 21:24, I think.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I was just checking to see if it had been closed down yet. KN4CHY clear.
Oh, and this one doesn't have any markings I can find other than one little place where it says X feet. X-ray Foxtrot Tango. That's the only marking I can find on this cable.
Let's back up here a minute. So what are you transmitting on now? As far as the antenna goes,
I can find something on it.
And is it an Omni or what is it? And the coax, is it the same coax that goes to the Yagi or is it a separate piece of coax? How long is that run of coax that goes to the J-pole?
On the deck, it comes down about 12 feet, 15 feet, another 10 or so feet, maybe 25 feet.
Let me ask you a question. So if you move the Yagi tomorrow, if you moved your Yagi over to where the J-pole is temporarily, and hook that coax to the Yagi, and then went downstairs and do a test transmit and see what your SWR is. Maybe that would be helpful.
Might be a problem though. It has a connector on it. I think it's actually soldered on.
KO4NUE, you're saying the J-pole, the shield and the center conductor is soldered to the J-pole, and that runs directly to the radio, right? Is that what you're saying?
They'll be going through the WR meter, but basically right to the radio.
Okay. All right, well, how about this? So the length of coax that you've got laying in the floor, you're not really sure what it is, right?
What it is. The other one is that Amphenol Parent Tango 10-8, and that gives you an idea how old it is.
So, do you have a ohm meter?
Yeah.
Meter on it and see if it's, make sure it's not shorted, and hook it to the Yagi and, you know, start off low power, short transmissions, just enough to get, you know, to see what your SWR is. If SWR is, you know, way on out there like the other one is, then, you know, it's, you lean more toward the antenna. But if that's not, you know, it's going to lean toward your coax. But, I mean, it's hit or miss. I'm not sure what kind of coax that is either.
Check the cable in both the center and the outside. I get no problem with it. I get on my meter, it goes without a problem.